In zero gravity, the recoil from the battle rifle's three-round burst was more pronounced than Avery had anticipated. Two of his shots went wide, and as the recoil slammed him back against the hull, he watched his wounded target disappear back through the glowing barrier. Avery cursed himself for not bracing more firmly against the beams. But this was his first experience with zero-G combat. He could only hope the aliens were similarly inexperienced. So far, this didn't look to be the case. Avery did his best to steady his aim as the three remaining aliens pushed off from the floor and rocketed toward him in a loose, triangular formation. The one in the lead had a bigger helmet, and Avery could see through his scope that it also had the longest spines, fleshy red spikes compressed against its head. But Byrne had acquired the same target. He fired first and sent the alien spinning to Avery's right. Avery didn't have time to adjust his aim before one of the trailing aliens slammed into him, slashing with some sort of crystal knife. He parried the knife with the barrel of his rifle as their helmets cracked together. Avery's helmet began to shake, and for a moment he thought the visor was about to shatter. Then he looked the alien square in the face and realized the vibrations were simply the transference of the creature's silent, livid scream. Avery had pinned the creature's knife against one of the beams. The weapon was energized, gleamed with internal pink fire. He was certain it would make short work of his vacuum suit, not to mention the flesh beneath. With its free hand, the alien began clawing at Avery's neck and shoulders, but its gloves were bulky and it couldn't do any real damage. Avery reached down and unholstered an M6 pistol he'd selected from Alcigny's arsenal. Before the alien could react, he put four quick rounds into the underside of its elongated helmet near the base of its bony jaws. The alien's head burst apart, painting the inside of its helmet a very vivid violet. Avery pushed the alien back down toward the floor of the container as Byrne opened fire to his left. But Byrne was also having difficulty recovering from his first shot, and the third alien hit him right in the gut, knocking his battle rifle loose. As the weapon rebounded off the hull and went spinning out of reach, the alien drove its knife into Byrne's left thigh. The alien must have thought it only needed to puncture Byrne's suit in order to kill him, and it might have succeeded were it not for the suit's compartmentalized design. As Byrne pulled the knife from his leg, the hole filled with yellow sealant foam. The alien flailed its arms. Avery thought to try and drive the knife back in, but as the weapon began to pulse with rosy light, he realized the creature was actually trying to escape an impending detonation. "Lose the blade!" Avery shouted. "It's gonna blow!" Byrne sunk the knife into the alien's midsection and kicked it back the way it had come. The creature pulled frantically at the blade, but Byrne had driven it too deep. A split second later, it blew apart in a bright pink flash. Tiny, wet shards flecked Avery's visor like slushy snow. "Thanks," Byrne grunted over the comm. "But I'd put a few more in that one if I were you." Avery looked to his right. The first alien Byrne had shot had managed to wrap an arm around a cross brace farther down the ceiling and stop its lateral motion. The thing had its head cocked in Avery's direction and was staring at him with one unblinking eye. Byrne's burst had caught its free arm below the shoulder, but the alien had managed to keep hold of its knife and was preparing to make a throw. Avery put the creature's torso square in his pistol's V-shaped iron sights. He could see its fleshy spines engorged with dark blood. The alien opened its jaws, baring razor-sharp teeth. "Nice to meet you, too," Avery frowned. Then he emptied the M6's 12-round clip into the center of the alien's chest. The impacts unhooked its arm and sent it tumbling toward the far end of the cargo container. "I'm going after the other one," Avery planted his boots firmly against the hull. "I'll back you up," Byrne volunteered. Avery shot Byrne a serious stare. "If that blade sliced an artery, the foam isn't going to hold. Stay put, I'll be right back." With that, he pushed off toward the barrier. "Johnson," Jalon said, "you've got 10 minutes. Avery completed her sentence. "Before I shoot the alien ship with you in it." He knew Walk of Shame was equipped with a single Archer missile, a ship-to-ship weapon capable of crippling all but the largest vessels in the human fleet. The lieutenant commander had told him she would use it to shoot what they had all thought would be an insurrectionist ship if it tried to escape. Avery knew it would be even more important to stop the alien ship, for if it got away, it would almost certainly return with reinforcements.
"If I'm not back in 5, Avery replied,
I'm not coming back. Then he passed through the barrier. Avery wasn't expecting gravity, but he managed to perform an ugly duck and roll and rise up with his rifle at the ready. Aiming straight down the semi-transparent tube, he could see the full hooked profile of the alien ship. Avery tried not to think about how many more of the aliens might be on board. There was no cover inside the umbilical, and if the creatures poured into the tube, he would be a goner. Avery fast walked forward, and a few moments later he was posting beside another fluctuating field. As far as Avery could tell, the first barrier hadn't done him any harm, though he couldn't say the same for his comm. He tried to contact Byrne and Alcigny, but their secure channel was all static. All alone against an alien ship, Avery thought, taking a few calming breaths. He knew if he thought about the situation any longer, he would lose his initiative, and quite possibly his nerve. Weapon shouldered, he stepped through the second barrier. This time he noticed his skin tingle, felt the field compressing the flexible fabric of his suit. A short passage beyond led to a wider corridor bathed in purple light. Avery scanned left and counted 20 meters to a bulkhead. He noted recessed doors spaced every 5 meters along the way, sealed compartments, but for what, Avery could only guess. He scanned right and saw what appeared to be a giant worm tied to a bunch of dirty pink balloons turn a corner at the end of the corridor. A different kind of alien? Avery wondered. Suddenly he saw movement to his left. As he leapt across the corridor into one of the recessed doorways, plasma scorched the air behind him. Turning around, he watched a salvo of searing green bolts rake across the corridor. The metal boiled and buckled like the shells of beetles trapped on a burning log. Avery wasn't about to stick his head out. Instead, he angled his battle rifle around the corner of the alcove and fired until the 60-round magazine was dry. The hostile fire had stopped. Avery hoped he'd hit his target, not just driven it into cover. Of course, there was only one way to find out. He pulled his rifle back and swapped magazines. Then he counted to 3 and pivoted into the corridor.